First Baptist Church. Time to talk Bartlesville schools, and of course, spring break is next week, so we're kind of moving that discussion up a week because the board meeting was this past Monday. Jamie Ryan in from Bartlesville Schools to help us out with some of the information, and you know, it's always nice when you get the CEO of Phillips 66 in town or the state superintendent. You got both at the same time.
We did. It was a big night and went really well, so we're very excited.
I'll tell you, I had seen images, pictures, heard stories, descriptions, but to actually be in that STEM lab at the high school, talking with the students that are already using it, that really, I don't want to compare to any other schools in the area or in the state, but this is a fantastic, fantastic lab.
Yes, it's beautiful. I mean, we couldn't have asked for any more, so $1.7 million from Phillips 66 for STEM labs at each of our secondary schools, and they turned out beautiful.
Yeah, I'm anxious now to see, you know, poke my head into, okay, most people still think of it as the Mid-High, but it is Madison, and then what will be the brand-new renovated Central when it opens up in the fall.
Right, that's correct. Yeah, Madison's is complete and looks, you know, just as amazing as the high school. So, in Central, I have no doubt will be just as wonderful. So, it'll be great.
And Dr. Quinn outlined the new courses that are being, you know, already taught, and more new science, technology, engineering, and mathematics courses to be added in the upcoming school year.
Right. At this point, we have over 800 students already participating in those courses. So at the high school alone, we had four new STEM classes, and we'll be adding another one next year. So it's been great.
Yeah, and then, you know, when you add on the additional coursework that's available for students starting at the sixth grade level, I mean, okay, looking back more years than I really want to count on the air to my sixth grade, it's a totally different environment. Yes, all those things that I learned in sixth grade in science and math, I still need to know, but I'm guessing now those are probably being taught in fifth or fourth grade just because there's more to know.
That's correct. And at both of our middle schools, we have a Gateway to Technology program, which is part of the STEM program, and all of our students participate in it. So we are just really glad we can begin that at these early stages.
Yeah, and to talk to the students, I talked to a couple of seniors and a couple of freshmen, and it was juniors and freshmen, but either way, you know, just the things that they're talking about already, things that, they certainly weren't being done on computers, and one of the neat little music apps that the young lady that I talked to was a freshman, it's for me to produce that same type of music in sixth grade, I would have had to pick up my clarinet because there was no other way to do it.
You know? Right. And I'm the same way. But, you know, I walk in there and I get blown away by what I see, what these students are doing nowadays. It's just amazing. And, you know, even for me back in middle school, never had opportunities like this. So I'm just thrilled to see it. And, you know, of course, it's a big partnership with Phillips 66 because they're hoping that, you know, we can garnish this interest in these fields and hopefully lead to, you know, opportunities for work with Phillips 66 and similar companies. So it's a great thing we're offering our students.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, that was part of Greg Garland's comments. So they would love to be able to you know, hire these now students to bring them back to work here.
Oh, yeah. It would be excellent. And, you know, it's wonderful having Phillips 66 here and, you know, employees with the company that can be mentors to our students, and a lot of them step up and do it, and we are just so thankful.
Yeah, and the expression on Granger Metter's face when I was talking with him, and I know he has been more busy than he wants to talk about, because it was, I'm sure, something like weekly meetings on some of these things.
Oh yeah.
And to say it is for all practical purposes complete, open, and kids are using it, and that's a great thing.
Oh yes. And Granger, we can't be, you know, we are blessed to have Granger as one of our teachers, and he led this effort. He worked with some Phillips 66 employees to design these labs. And, you know, I can't say enough great things about Granger. And he just has such a passion for this and for offering this to our students. And I invite everybody out to meet with Granger and to come see these labs and our students in action.
Yeah. And now you have already had open houses at the high school. Are there plans for the public to see these labs either later this year or maybe when you open up the new central to, you know, bring people in and look at the, this sort of thing?
Right. At this point, we probably won't have another open house of any type at the high school or Madison, but we definitely will once Central is renovated, you know, have a big to-do for that and, of course, feature those STEM labs there as well. But, you know, like I said, we welcome anybody to come out and visit the labs at the high school or at Madison, you know, and, of course, Granger would be happy, I'm sure, or LaDonna, you know, also to take people on a tour of those facilities.
Yeah, they were both extremely pleased, so.
Yes, they should be very proud.
Yeah, thanks for the grant. By the way, Joy Hoffmeister, thanks for coming and being here for that event. Again, she just, I think, could not comment highly enough for what was done here. So.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We're so and very happy that she was able to join us. And, you know, it was great to have her be able to talk and interact with the students and see them in action, too. We actually had a journalism student who was out there taking pictures for the Bartlesville High School newspaper, and he got a great shot of her holding one of the mice, you know, for those experiments, mm-hmm. and she just loved it.
And by the way, folks, this was not a computer mouse. This was a little white one.
Yes. Yes, they have little mouse mazes they have created, and so the students were showing her that, and she loved it.
Yeah, I remember working with some Skinner boxes, but that was college psychology course, not high school,
right.
Anything, you know?
Exactly.
Well, this is a major achievement, and again, thanks so much. One of the great things that go on in Bartlesville schools every day.
Oh, yeah. We have a wonderful school system, of course, and I can't say enough about it, but...
Well, look, we are winding down the school year. Still got plenty of time to go, but, mm-hmm. You know, I every time I comment to Dr. Quinn, well, your last March board meeting, your last, you know, February board meeting, mm-hmm. You know, and of course, you already announced the brand new superintendent and mm-hmm. working from within this time, Chuck McCauley.
Yes, we're thrilled. Chuck's been, you know, a huge part of our school system for years now. He has served in several roles. He was assistant principal at the high school. He was principal. He was executive director of human resources. And now he's executive director of secondary education. So he has, you know, a ton of experience and has such a great working relationship with our teachers and faculty and staff. So we're really thrilled with the announcement. Of course, you know, we hate to see Dr. Quinn go. You know, it's going to be big shoes to fill, 17 years as superintendent. But, you know, Chuck and Dr. Quinn have worked closely together for many years, and I think Chuck's going to do a great job carrying on the history and tradition of Bartlesville schools.
And I don't remember the exact verbiage, but Chuck did comment during the board meeting, you know, thanks to Dr. Quinn for his mentorship. And, mm-hmm. Not these words, but setting the bar high, both right. as a good thing and now I'm reading between the lines. Oh my gosh, now I got to meet that standard
right,
type of thing.
Right, yeah. And I think he's ready for that challenge. He's taking it on head on right now. He's already actually going out to the schools and meeting in every classroom right now. So, you know, he has a 120-day plan before he even becomes superintendent July 1st, and he's already taking action on it.
Yeah, he mentioned he was on the countdown on that 120-day plan.
Right.
So good things and at least images of a good future for Bartlesville Schools.
I believe so, definitely.
Okay. We'll take a break and talk about some of the other things that are going on in the school system, honors for high school athletes and more when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
As we continue our time focusing on Bartlesville schools, talking with Community Relations Director Jamie Ryan, and the opening of board meetings, traditionally an opportunity for the board members to meet some either special faculty members, special administrators, in this case students mm-hmm. that have set some special achievements, and academics and athletics combined into several groups of students last
uh-huh. year. Yes, at the beginning of each board meeting, we like to have what we call the spotlight. like you said, feature students or people in the community that have helped our students and teachers in some way or another. So this board meeting, we actually acknowledged our girls swimming team, who were the 6A state champions. So we're really thrilled for them. This is their second year in a row to be 6A state champions, and they just did a great job. They are led by Coach Chad Englehart, who was also recognized as Coach of the Year for in swimming girls. So it's just a fabulous team, and can't say enough wonderful things about them. We also recognized our boys swimming team, who is the 6A state runners up. And again, that's a second year in a row accomplishment for them as well. And so led by Chad Englehart as well. Just, you know, great teams.
Yeah, all the way around. And again, it's the community preparation. When you look at the feeder programs, as I see it, things like the swim club and other things that that start the students off with some great skills, and then pick up your coaching staff to move on and hit those goals.
Yes, and again, that's another, you know, community relationship that we are so thankful for. The Phillips 66 Swim Club, and Coach Englehart's a part of that as well, so it just works out perfectly for our students too.
Yeah, all the way around. We have let's see, highlighted some. I'm trying to think of what other spotlights there were, but I think that we had one more.
Yeah, we had a Phillips 66 volunteers who have worked with our English language learner students, and you know, we recognized 24 different individuals from Phillips 66 who have stepped up and did, you know, as a mentor for English language learning students, and that is such a huge deal. We can't say enough about them.
Yeah, and I know that is the official term for it, but for those that are not familiar with it, it's people who are learning the English language. That is, English is not their primary native language.
That's so, correct, yes. And, you know, you wouldn't expect it, but we have over 400 students that fit into that category. So, you know, there's a huge need for these mentors, and you know, we are so thankful for Phillips 66 volunteers to step up and do that.
Well, I mean, and that's something that has always gone on in America. I think there's just a, it's a visible formal program now, as opposed to when my dad went to school in first grade, Italian was what was taught, was spoken around the house, and he and his younger brother went to school and learned English and taught my grandparents English, you know.
So, right.
You know, it is has gone on in a long time. We just have a formal program for it now.
This is true, yes, yes, and we are thankful for it. So, yeah. So those individuals were recognized also at the board meeting, and we're just very thankful for them.
Yeah, it's a great program. And each of the volunteers that were there got to at least say a few words to the board and say, you know, explain how they fit into it. And it was nice to hear from them.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Yeah. Other items on the board meeting, probably for the community, the construction update for Central. It's something that has, as long as we have a construction project going, the architect and or the construction company are in to update the board on what's going on. Part of it's a slideshow, which is real difficult to relate on the air, but Central has been a challenge since they started, simply because you're starting with a 100-year-old building, and sometimes looking at the blueprints, whether it's the original blueprints or if you have an update, what you find in the walls may or may not be what the blueprints show it is.
Right, right. Yes, we always have a, you know, Scott Ambler from Ambler Architects always comes, and so does a couple of representatives from Knappholz Construction. They do a great job of keeping our board updated on the progress of Central. And like you said, yes, we keep running into some unexpected things along the way, but they try to stay on top of it as well as they can. And you know, as they reported that night at the board meeting, they are still on progress and still on track for us to begin school, you know, in the new renovated facility in the fall. So,
and of course, the work that's being done there as folks drive by the new construction and then moving the chillers from their current location to a new spot.
Right.
Challenges all the way around.
Oh my goodness, yes. And just driving by, people can see the huge cranes out there that are moving those chillers. So a lot of great progress too. I mean, the new gym has been closed in now. And you know, if you're driving by, you can definitely see that. So just a lot of great progress, but like we said, there are some unforeseen things that are going to take place.
There have been, and probably we assume will be. Right. But when you look at the pictures that the board gets to see, construction, for instance, of the new music classrooms in what was the gym, and getting that, even the view from the skylight coming down into that new room, it's going to be neat for the students.
It's going to be wonderful, yes. The old gym, which is now going to be those music rooms, it's amazing to see how they've built in the sound barrier so, you know, it won't be heard, and they've just done a fantastic job. So a lot of great progress, but it's gonna take the full rest of the time for sure.
And of course, the Freshman Academy construction project at the high school this current school year, I think when you look at that, you say we will be done by the beginning of school. It's always a race to the beginning, or it's a race to the end, rather. And there are probably a few finishing touches that still had to be done, but you could do it after classes or on Saturday and they got it finished.
Right, yeah. And, you know, with the Freshman Academy, thankfully we were able to get school started on time. Of course, you know, we had a few classrooms that weren't completed 100%, but we were able to put those students in, you know, a couple different rooms for... it was probably no more than a month. But, you know, everything went off well. I can't say enough about LaDonna Chancellor and the rest of the BHS crew, because those teachers and administration did a wonderful job just keeping everything in step and progress, you know, online as far as their students. It went wonderful.
This time of year, and I know that there are some work going on in the state legislature to ease some of the testing burden for students, end of instruction tests probably going to be going away. But this time of year, and certainly this school year, you still need additional volunteers for test mentors, test monitors, that sort of thing.
We do. We are in great need of test proctors for the remainder of the year. Actually, in this week's Bruin, I'm going to list, we have a new system where each school has a website link where the people can just go to it and register to be a test proctor for this specific school site. So I will list those in this week's Bruin and probably put it on our social media as well and on our district website. And if people have the time or just any slight interest, please come out and help us with those tests.
And I'm sure more information will come out on the Bruin. By the way, if you're not subscribing to the Bruin, it's a real easy thing to do. It appears in your email box and you can review it at your leisure.
Right, and they can do that by just going to our website, our district website at bps-ok.org, and on our homepage there's a little link they can click to do that, or you can always also email me at any time and I'll add you to our list.
Okay, so again, and your link is right on the homepage, so it's pretty easy to find.
Right,
too.
Yes.
But also, when do people call the central office? Do they volunteer at the school site they want to work at? What's the best solution for people if they want to help out?
You know, you can always call the school sites, yes, definitely, or just go to those website links and sign up. Christina Rigdon is our volunteer coordinator for the school district, and, you know, you can always contact Christina, and her information is also on our website.
Okay. We have just a couple minutes left and probably more things to talk about than we have time for.
Right.
What's top of list for you that we haven't talked about yet?
You know, we've just been so overwhelmed, you know, with the it was great to have Greg Garland and Joy Hoffmeister here this past week. So we were really, you know, focused on that, and it was a wonderful, successful event, and we couldn't have asked for more. And then, of course, with the news of Mr. McCauley being our next superintendent, we've been pretty busy with all of this stuff and all of these great announcements. But of course, you know, we have all of our end of year things coming up, such as concerts, lots of spring concerts coming up, and our spring sports. So just check those out on our website.
Absolutely. Let's do student musicians, whether it's you know, contest pieces they've been working on, or just something that they are working on for their final concert as a senior, or for that matter, as a junior. You know, those end of year concerts are always special for the musicians. So,
right, definitely. And we also have our speech and debate team, who's done quite well. They just went to regionals, and we'll announce that. I think it's actually going to be in today's Examiner Enterprise, so look for that. But and we also have some national qualifiers for the National Speech and Debate Tournament. So excellent.
Yeah, there's some future members of Pine Kappa Delta. I was in at college. I'm trying to think. Yeah, it's the National Forensics Fraternity. So, yeah, Pine Kappa, that's right. Anyway, this is some opportunities for the students, and whether it's speech, whether it's theater, whether it's music or athletics, it's an opportunity for for us to just get out and support the students.
That's right. So please come out.
Okay. Again, construction updates will continue for the board for, well, right up until the beginning of school year. And we're certainly hoping and got our fingers crossed that the rest of the construction at Central will go real easy and they'll have everything set so that the board can, you know, start the move-in process. I mean, that's going to be a fast move-in process.
It is going to be, yes. And, you know, we are very blessed that it's been a great winter and, you know, the weather has been wonderful for the construction. So we just hope that continues.
Okay, well, I won't talk school funding issues. I'll wait for Friday, and we'll talk with Chairman Sears about that.
That sounds wonderful, yes.
Oh, Jamie, thank you so much for coming in and filling in for Dr. Quinn this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Okay, Jamie Ryan with us this morning in from Bartlesville Public Schools for our Community Connection time. We'll take a look at the entire forecast coming up for you in just a little bit. Quick note, we do have that dense fog advisory in effect for, about the next, let's say, 5 minutes or so. The official forecast says till 9, but looking out the window, it appears just clear sailing on your morning drive and this morning. News on the way next from the ONN.
ONN News. All right.